all-time leading scorer in Atlantic High School basketball. And first of all, let's talk to Peyton here. And congratulations on that record here, Peyton. And let's talk about your career. I mean, you've been playing since a freshman. You just don't set records like that just stepping on the floor. How much work has gone into this?
Shooting every day, coming into practice with a good mindset, getting things done, and teammates that also come in and help with me.
You know, we came out in the second half, and you were a good adjustment by coach. They took you from the inside to the outside. You got some threes. Talk about that adjustment, Peyton.
Yeah, they were leaving Lilo open on the outside, so they moved her in and moved me out and left me open, and, yeah, made them.
You're feeling the three-point shot, and you got a couple of them down and 14 points here tonight. Hey, congratulations. That's quite a milestone here this evening to be the what's that feel like, to be the all-time leading scorer in Atlantic High School girls basketball history?
Feels good. Feels exciting. Yeah.
Well, best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Tom.
Right. We'll talk to Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason here next. And Peyton, she knew she was close, and she had 12 and then, of course, hit the double to make it 14. So I'll tell you what, it was an interesting first half. Both defenses were solid, coach. And you knew Harlan's going to, they were going to block it inside or pile it up inside. Second half, you made a great adjustment. You brought Harder out and you started getting the three ball. Talk about that.
Yeah, we knew the three wasn't falling for some other people. And, you know, Lila's not, you know, the most comfortable always shooting three. She can do it. But sometimes just making that adjustment, getting someone more comfortable, and that's what it's about, is getting your players comfortable. And Lila's more comfortable inside. It just made sense. Switch them. Get Lila inside. Get her moving. Get her passing. Get Peyton out where she's a little bit more comfortable shooting threes and just make that adjustment. And then defensively, we just changed some things up as well and got them out of their comfort zone, got out of our press, and just made things tougher because they score 64 a game. And, you know, we held them to 40s. So both defenses played well. We just couldn't get the ball through the net the way we wanted to tonight.
Coach, at this point, 9-5 of the season. Let's go back to the Clarinda game, and that was your fourth straight win. Talk about the Cardinals win.
Yeah, you know, again, it was a good first half. Second half got a little bit ugly. They threw some junk defense at us. We weren't ready for it. You know, I didn't have our girls ready to go, and they made us uncomfortable, kind of like what we did to Harlan in the third quarter tonight. But, you know, that's part of basketball, is making adjustments, and our girls did a great job adapting to it, figuring it out. And Peyton McLaren made some big scores in that game. And then we made some free throws down the stretch. Katrina Williams, her leadership was huge in that game in the third and fourth quarter. So that was good to get that win. It, again, got us into that win streak and got us some confidence.
Let's go back to the game at hand against Harlan. You fell short, but it was a very competitive game. What do you build off from that game? And you'll see them again at your place.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing was just being able to execute the game plan. We didn't let the people beat us that, you know, we hoped wouldn't. We didn't let Schweitzer get going. Last time, I think she killed us from three of the last year. And then inside, they didn't really just dominate us, and that's something they've been able to do, is get the ball in at will. Early in the game, they were getting transition points. I think they had 16 or 18 points in the first quarter. They were on pace to score 60 or 70 points, and our girls stepped up after the first quarter and tightened down on defense, stopped transition, and we did a much better job rebounding. You know, our issue tonight was the silly turnovers, and the ball wouldn't go through the net. That was the biggest thing. So it's hard to be frustrated when the ball just won't go through the hoop with the girls. They played their hearts out, and I was really, really proud of the way that we just came out and battled the whole game.
But the second half, you did get a little bit more offense as well. Talk about the Red Oak on Tuesday, coach.
Yeah, that's a game where, you know, we got to be ready to go. They're struggling this season, so it's a game where, you know, we don't take anybody lightly. I don't care what the record is. We got to come out. We got to be ready to go. They're going to want to get in the win column, so we got to come out, play clean basketball, get ourselves back in the win column. Every time we lose, we want to get back on a win streak. That's what it's all about. You lose one, get back in a win streak. Take them seriously, everybody, every single night. It's a conference opponent, so get ourselves ready to go.
Peyton Harder, talk about that record.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, Haley Rasmussen in my first couple of years breaks the all-time leading score record from Jamie Hoig, and then Peyton Harder tonight breaks that record. And a couple games ago, she passed Catherine Leonard for the all-time leading rebounding. So she's now all-time leading rebounder and scoring, and then she's actually top five, I think, in steals, assists, and block shots. So she's all over the place in this, and just an impressive player.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate you, and we'll see you next week in the home against Red Oak.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Dan Vargason, head coach, Atlantic Trojans. And big thanks to Peyton Harder as well for joining us here.